Hello, my wonderful friend. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes everywhere. Parents are watching their little ones ask question after question after question, and while it is wonderful, it can also feel, well, a bit exhausting sometimes. If you have ever thought, why does my child ask why about everything, you are in exactly the right place. Today, we are going to explore the magnificent world of curiosity in 3 to 4 year olds, and I promise you, by the end of our time together, you will see those endless questions in a whole new light. First, let me just say this. If your child is asking you why the sky is blue, why birds fly, why we have to eat dinner, and why bedtime exists, all in the span of 5 minutes, you are doing something incredibly right. I know it might not feel that way when you are trying to get out the door and your little one wants to know why shoes go on feet, but here is what the magic book taught me and what research shows us so clearly. Every single question your child asks is their brain literally building new connections. It is like watching a garden grow in fast motion, with each question planting a new seed of understanding. The research on this is absolutely fascinating. Studies from child development experts show that children between the ages of 3 and 5 are in what scientists call a critical window for curiosity development. Their brains are wired to explore, to wonder, to ask, and to discover. When your child asks why, they are not trying to test your patience, even though I know it can feel that way sometimes. They are doing exactly what their developing brain is designed to do. They are seeking to understand how the world works, and they trust you to help them make sense of it all. How beautiful is that? Now, let me share something that might shift how you see this phase. Research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that playful learning, the kind that follows a child's natural curiosity, leads to better outcomes than rigid, adult-directed instruction. When children are given the space to explore their interests, to ask their questions, and to discover answers through play and investigation, they develop stronger problem-solving skills, better language abilities, and deeper conceptual understanding. In other words, those endless questions are not just normal, they are essential for your child becoming a confident, capable learner. The magic book whispers this truth to me often. Children who feel safe asking questions, who know their curiosity is welcomed and celebrated, develop what researchers call intrinsic motivation for learning. This means they learn because they want to, because they are genuinely interested, not because someone is making them. And that intrinsic motivation, that love of learning for its own sake, is one of the greatest gifts you can give your child. It will serve them for their entire life. So how do we nurture this beautiful curiosity without losing our minds in the process? Let me share some gentle strategies that honor both your child's developing brain and your very real need for sanity. First, remember that you do not have to have all the answers. I know, it feels like you should know why the moon changes shape or why water is wet. But here is a secret. Some of the best learning happens when you say, "What a wonderful question. I am not sure." How could we find out together? This teaches your child that not knowing is okay, that curiosity is more important than having immediate answers, and that learning is a journey you can take together. You might look it up together, you might experiment, you might ask someone who knows. The process of seeking answers is just as valuable as the answers themselves. Second, when you are truly too busy or too tired to engage with the 47th why of the day, it is okay to gently redirect. You might say, "That is such an interesting question. Can we explore that together after dinner?" Or, "I love how curious you are. Let us write that question down so we remember to talk about it later." This validates their curiosity while also honoring your limits. And you know what? Sometimes you can turn the question back to them. "Why do you think birds can fly?" Their answers are often delightful and give you insight into how their mind works. Third, create little pockets of time specifically for curiosity exploration. Maybe it is a wonder walk where you both notice interesting things. Maybe it is a question jar where you collect questions throughout the week and pick one to explore together on the weekend. Maybe it is simply 5 minutes before bed where you wonder about something together. These dedicated curiosity times can satisfy your child's need to explore while giving you some breathing room during busier parts of the day. Now, let me tell you about a story that captures this beautifully. In the Book of Inara, there is a tale called the Community Wish Tree. In this story, two friends named Anya and Noah discover a magical tree in their neighborhood where people hang their wishes and questions. And here is the magical part. When Anya and Noah ask their own curious questions, the tree leaves begin to glow, showing how questions help the whole community grow together. It is such a beautiful metaphor for what is happening in your home right now. Your child questions are not just helping them grow, they are helping your whole family learn and wonder together. What I love about this story is how it celebrates questions as gifts. The tree does not just tolerate questions, it glows when questions are asked. It shows children that their curiosity is valuable, that wondering is wonderful, and that asking questions helps everyone. After you read this story with your child, you might even create your own family question tree or question jar, a special place where you collect all those beautiful wonderings together. The research backs this up so powerfully. When children see their questions valued, when they experience the joy of discovery, when they learn that not knowing is just the beginning of knowing, they develop what psychologists call a growth mindset. They come to believe that their abilities can grow through effort and exploration. They become resilient learners who are not afraid of challenges because they see challenges as opportunities to learn something new. And here is something else the magic book taught me. The way you respond to your child's curiosity right now is shaping how they will approach learning for the rest of their life. When you welcome their questions with patience and enthusiasm, even when you are tired, you are teaching them that learning is joyful. When you explore answers together, you are teaching them that they are capable investigators. When you admit you do not know something, you are teaching them that learning is a lifelong journey, not a destination. I know this phase can feel overwhelming. I know there are days when you just want 5 minutes without having to explain why grass is green or why the sun goes down. And that is completely okay. You are human. You are allowed to have limits. The beautiful thing is, you do not have to be perfect at this. You just have to be present as much as you can be. You just have to let your child know that their curiosity matters, that their questions are important, and that you are there to explore the world with them. So the next time your little one asks why for the 10th time before breakfast, take a deep breath. Remember that this is their brain growing. Remember that this curiosity is a gift. Remember that you are raising a thinker, a wonderer, a learner. And if you need a little help along the way, stories like the Community Wish Tree are here to support you, to show your child that questions are treasures, and to remind you both that curiosity is one of the most beautiful things about being human. You are doing such important work, my friend. You are nurturing a mind that will question, explore, and discover for a lifetime. The Magic Book and I are so proud of you. Keep celebrating those questions. Keep exploring together. Keep letting your child curiosity lead you both to new understanding. And remember, every why is a window into your child growing mind. What a privilege it is to peek through that window with them. Until our next adventure together, keep shining your light. With love and starlight, Inara.